only...
Just another ham.
Oh, that's me.
Well, here I am again with $3,000 for one of our couples. And if any of them say the secret word, the duck, which is up here, will fly down and give them $100. The word tonight is glass. Okay, duck, go lay an egg. Fenneman, who's up to bat?
Well, Groucho, we invited some railroad men to the show tonight.
You did.
And our audience selected Mr.
You
Ronald...
keep track of them, yourself?
The railroad men?
That's the tie that binds, huh?
Yeah. Groucho, we invited some railroad men to our show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Ronald Grice to be on the show. His partner is Josefina Dean. She has an interesting occupation.
Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Let's see, Josefina Dean and Ronald Grice. Is that approximately right?
My name's Josefina, but everybody calls me Fina.
Oh, Fina. Okay.
Well, Groucho, I have some interesting information about Miss Dean.
You do? Well,
yes.
We should slip it to me later, huh?
Well, right now, I'd like to say that Miss Dean becomes the 1,600th contestant that we've had on this show.
Really?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Give me five, huh?
You don't win anything,
but congratulations anyhow. Well, that's, now that we've passed that milestone, let's find out something about you two. Josefina, is that the way you pronounce it?
Josefina.
Oh, Josefina. Well, Fina is... I'll call you Fina, huh?
That's good. Everybody calls me that.
I'll call you Fina, and you can call me Barbatol. Huh? If that doesn't put everybody to sleep, nothing will. Where are you from, Fina?
I'm from Laredo, Texas.
Laredo, huh? Is that near Nacogdoches?
It's a city on the musical scale. Laredo, you know?
Laredo. Was it named deliberately after a musician or something?
I'm sure so.
Fina, your face is very familiar. Haven't I met you someplace before?
I processed your passport application last summer, remember?
Oh, that's right. You remember me, too, huh?
Surely. You ask more questions than anybody has ever asked in the passport department.
Why should you remember that? Doesn't everybody ask you questions?
Yes, but the questions you asked had nothing to do with passports.
That's true, and your answers had nothing to do with my passport either. I'll get back to you in a minute, Fiend. Right now, I'd like to talk to your partner. Ronald Grice, huh? Where are you from, huh?
Well, the Buckeye State, Ohio.
Buckeye State?
Oh, definitely.
Are you married?
Yes.
Why do they call it the Buckeye State? And why are you married?
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I'll cut that short. The Buckeyes, they naturally raise Buckeyes back then. Why am I married?
What is a Buckeye?
I believe that's a particular kind of a nut that grows on a tree.
Well, let's keep personalities out of this. What is your job, Ronald?
Well, I'm a locomotive fireman.
Oh. Well, a fireman on a big locomotive is one job I've never envied. Isn't that hard work? Shoveling coal all day into a hot furnace?
Well, railroad firemen nowadays do not have to shovel coal. We burn oil.
Shoveling oil is even tougher than shoveling coal.
Well, fortunately...
Unless you're shoveling soft coal.
Fortunately for us, well, they have it piped up to where it goes in kind of automatically. You know, you turn the valve here, pull a lever...
Oh, it comes out here, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Much easier than using the shovel.
You must have a soft touch, huh? Just turn the valve and your work's all done. You must have a lot of time to catch up on your reading, huh?
Well, we're not allowed to read while on duty.
No? Well, the next time you read, see if you can find out what Buckeye is, huh?
I'll do that.
Well, you're a nice couple, and I hope you win lots of money in the quiz tonight, Fina. Now, you select the general information quiz, and remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what do you want to start with?
We decide on 50.
50. Well, that's a nice... What city was buried in ashes when Vesuvius erupted in 79 A.D.? Talk it over.
Time's up. That was Athens, Greece, a little bit before my time.
That was before my time, too, but it was Pompeii.
Oh, sure.
Well, you lost half your original $100. You still have $50.
All right, now what are you going to try? bigger they are, the harder they are.
Well, we'll go down 1 degree, 40.
All right, who uses a light meter and a filter in his profession?
A photographer.
That's right, Buckeye, a photographer.
You now have $90.
Now what are you going to try?
The lady says 60.
60. Who is the Spanish queen who financed Columbus's voyage to the New World?
Isabella.
Isabella is right.
You now have $150.
And it's your last chance to beat the other couples. What are you going to go for?
Okay, well, we'll try to lose some money. $100.
$100. On top of what famous Washington building is the Statue of Freedom?
It's a tough one, but it's a lot of money. Talk it over. The Capitol building?
That is right. The United States Capitol.
Wind up with $250.
Buckeye, you were okay.
Next couple is ready and waiting, Groucho. They're Mrs. Edna Albright and Mr. Tom Sawyer. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Albright, I'll start with you. Do you mind if I call you Edna?
Or
do you want
to
be called Eden?
No, just Edna.
Edna, huh? Where are you from, Ed?
From Scandia, Kansas.
Scandia? I thought that was in Sweden. Or on the Sunset Strip. Now, Mr. Sawyer, you're rather a large party. Could you give us some idea of your size?
Well, Groucho, I'm a little over 6 feet, and I tip the scales at 272 pounds.
How old are you, Mr. Sawyer?
47.
47, huh? Where are you from originally?
Kankakee, Illinois.
Oh, I played Kankakee. It's a nice town, wouldn't you say that?
Well, a quaint town.
Yes, it is.
It's one of these towns where you go down the street in the morning, and instead of saying hello, the people say, "Do you know?"
They must have some very stimulating conversations. Well, could you illustrate what you mean? Pretend I'm walking down the street and you spot me now. How would the conversation go?
Well, I'd see you. I'd say, "Hello, Groucho. Do you know that Farmer Jones just had a heifer?"
You're kidding. Do you know I didn't even know he was married? Is that all they do in Kankakee, have heifers?
Well, some of the people don't. They have children.
Well, Eden, I'll... is that your name, Eden?
Edna.
Oh, Edna. Let's get some inside dope about right. You. What do you do for excitement, Eddie?
Raise roosters.
You know, I knew the minute you strutted in here, I said to myself, now there's a rooster woman if I ever saw one. Well, how far off the ground do you raise roosters? What is there about roosters that you find particularly interesting?
Well, I've been breeding for intelligence.
You've been breeding roosters for intelligence?
For intelligence, beauty. With a view to writing about it. And that's what I'm getting some books together.
How many birds do you have at present?
Well, I've got about 400 altogether.
Where do you keep them, and what do you do with all the shoes and pots that come over the fence?
Well, I have the hens and the rabbits and the ducks where I live, and I've had to move the roosters.
That's not very handy for the hens, is it?
No, this is bad for the roosters. Yes. It changes their personality.
Oh. Well, don't you think it should? Well, Mr. Sawyer, let's leave Edna's other rooster and find out some more about you. What sort of work do you do?
I'm a freelance writer.
Really? I'm glad we finally got back to the cultural level that we're accustomed to on this show. Do you write books?
No, I write for magazines.
What are some of the stories you've written? Maybe I've read them.
Well, let's see. Bullets are leaking blood, and vengeance rides a bloody trail, and murder points a bloody finger.
You just write for children, huh?
Well, most people read them, I hope.
Now, what name do you write under? Tom Sawyer?
Well, most of them are Ned Carter, Lieutenant J.G. Black, Sylvia Sawyer, and Tom Sawyer. The last one I wrote was recently published was an article, Should the Girl Kiss Her Beau Goodnight?
This is the whole story?
That was the article, the name of it. It was an article about whether they should kiss the boyfriend goodnight.
And well, what was your opinion? What did you tell the girl, Sylvia?
Oh, naturally not to kiss him goodnight.
You Benedict Arnold, you. Well, you're a nice, normal, everyday couple. You're my kind of people. I don't see how you can make out in the quiz. You selected American history. That's right.
In the race for the $3,000, the first couple won $250. The secret word is glass.
Remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what do you want to start with? Remember your partners.
As we agreed. $100 question.
Is that all right with you?
Whatever he says.
Hey, Martha Dandridge Custis became the wife of what great American figure?
George Washington.
That is right.
Well, you now have $200.
All right, now what are you going to do it?
Well, we'll go right down the string. 90.
Okay, what was the first capital of the United States under the Constitution?
Philadelphia.
No, I'm sorry. It's New York. You should have asked Edna. She may have had some roosters in Philadelphia.
Well, you lost half your $200. You now have $100.
Okay, now what are you going to go for?
$80.
Now, you ask Edna this time, too, because she may have some knowledge about these things. What was the name of the French nobleman who fought on our side during the Revolution?
That's right, Sam.
Lafayette,
we are here.
Now have $180.
And this is your last chance to be the other couples. What are you going to go for?
70.
Who was the first vice president of the United States?
Adams.
John Adams is correct.
You're right up with $250. We invited some military school boys to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Frank Luke to be on the show. His partner is a housewife, Mrs. Marie Haas. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to your best of life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Howdy.
How are you?
I'm fine. Frank Luke, huh?
Yes, sir.
You're the youngest. I'll start with you. Where are you from, Frankie?
From military academy, sir.
You were born in a military academy?
No, sir.
How did you arrive? Were you shot out of a cannon?
Like I was born in San Diego, sir.
Oh, San Diego. Do you know the chief of police down there?
No, sir.
How old are you, Frankie?
16, sir.
16, huh? What is your rank in this academy? Are you a general?
A captain, sir.
Captain. Well, you're a fine-looking lad. Now, if you just stand at parade rest for a minute, I'll talk to your partner here. Let's see now. You are Marie Haas, is that right?
Call me Marie.
I'll call you Marie.
I'm delighted to have you call me Marie.
Where's your home, Marie?
Memphis, Tennessee, way down in Dixie.
Well, that's mighty fine country around here.
It certainly is.
A lot of corn pone down there.
Oh, you bet. Ham hock and navy beans.
Yes. A ham hock, that's an actor that puts his watch in soak? Marie, I'm not going to ask you how old you are because that'll be too crude, don't you think so?
Oh, I'll be delighted to tell you my age and I'm proud of it. I'm 76 years old.
Well, you don't look it. You look like a young man.
But I feel like I'm 16.
You feel like you're 16?
Yes.
Well, you look like you're about 18. What do you mean you feel like
you're
16?
Well, because I can do anything a 16-year-old girl can do.
You can, eh?
I can walk miles and I can climb a 6-foot ladder and paint the screens and cut the lawn and do anything.
Can you eat 3 bananas?
And I don't have any neuritis or arthritis or any other kind of itis like old women have. I have no varicose veins because I had won a contest showing my legs.
You won a contest for varicose veins?
I haven't got any.
Oh. Well, how did you win?
Because I didn't have any.
Oh. I know they've had all kinds of contests. I didn't know they had one like that.
Because I don't see I haven't got
any
varicose veins.
Pretty nifty pair of gams. familia. Let's see yours.
Oh, mine, be sure. Oh.
Yeah, let's all look at it.
Oh, must be so. 55 long years.
55 years. That's certainly something to be proud of.
You bet it is.
After a half a century with the same man, how do you feel about him, Marie?
Oh, I love him just the same as I did the first day I met him.
Well, answer my question. How do you feel about him?
All right.
Well, it's wonderful. Two people can be married 55 years and still be in love.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get a look at this wonder man. Mr. Hobbs, would you please stand up?
Good. He's not here. He lives in Tennessee, and I live here. That's why we stay married so long. That a good idea?
He lives in Memphis, and you live here?
I live here. That's 2,600 miles apart.
No wonder it's a perfect marriage.
You bet it is.
About this guy, huh?
Oh, I am.
Do you recommend this kind of an arrangement,
Mary? Oh, I think it's wonderful. Because familiarity breeds contempt and absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, of course, you can overdo that philosophy, too.
Yeah,
well, Frank, tell us something about your school. How do you dress at this place? Blue jeans and T-shirts hanging out like other high school boys?
Not quite, sir. We're required to wear clean-pressed pants, clean-pressed shirt, and hair well combed, clean-shaven. Shoes shine so the expecting officer can see his teeth in them.
You're assuming that the officer has teeth, huh?
Most of them do, sir.
They do, huh? You have to be clean-shaven?
Absolutely, sir.
Well, my guess is the Gillette razor people are not getting rich at your school over there. Marie, what are your plans for the future? Do you have any in particular, like becoming a sandhog?
Well, in order to keep the children from worrying or go at any expense, I made all my funeral arrangements. Got it all paid for.
You have your funeral all paid for?
Yeah, the preacher and the organist and everything.
Well, that's certainly an unusual way of looking at your demise.
Well, it's a good investment on your money. You get 4% if I live to be 105 years old.
Why, how do you figure this out?
Well, I get 4%. Well, we started taking it out 20 years ago. Just look, it wouldn't cost me anything to be buried.
You mean you paid all this in advance?
Oh, you bet. I'm going to get 4% today.
Well, this will be the first funeral arrangement in history where the undertaker is the one who goes in the hole. Marie, you got him dead to rights. Well, you're an intriguing couple, and I'd like to go on talking to you, but I imagine you're both more interested in getting rich. Aren't you, Marie?
Oh, yes.
So let's play You Bet Your Life. If you win any money here tonight, are you going to send any to your husband?
No, I think I'll give it to the most of it to the heart fund.
I see. Well, that's a very worthy place to throw it. Now, we start you off with $100, and if you miss a question, you lose half your bankroll, no matter what it amounts to at the time. Is that clear?
First two couples are tied with $250.
Now, you select your capital as a foreign country. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what do you want to start with? 10, 50, 80, 100. Anything you want. 60?
Yeah.
All right, what is the capital? $60, you say. What is the capital of Brazil? Talk it over.
Buenos Aires.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Rio de Janeiro. Now, in the next question, you ask Marie. It's possible that she may know an answer, too. It may not be the correct answer, but she may know one.
You
give her a fighting chance, right?
You lost half your original $100. You now have $50.
Well, let's take, what was it then, 60?
Yes,
60,
you had 60.
60.
Yeah. What do you want, 50? All right. 50. What is the capital of the Republic of Ireland? Take a guess.
Dublin.
Dublin is right.
Dublin.
Just got in under the wire, friend.
You now have $100 again.
Okay, now what are you going to go for? Easy ones?
Got to go 40.
A little. Hard ones or tough? 40? Yeah. What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
Cairo is right.
You now have $140.
Are you flirting with Marie here, George?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, I'd like to flirt with you because you're good looking, too. Fine craft, too.
He flirts with everybody, Marie.
Well, that's nice.
Can't trust him at all.
Well, my husband ain't here to interfere.
I heard he was away, yes.
That's more encouragement than Fenneman's had in many months. All right, here's your last chance to meet the other couples. What are you going to go for? Big one or a little one?
30.
30? Okay, what is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
Madrid is right, sir.
You wind up with $170.
Thank
it is
you,
fine,
sir.
Marie. Oh.
Couples tied for a chance at the big question. We'll have each of them write their answer down on the cards we've given them, and if both couples get it correct, they will divide the money between them. You're all set. You have 15 seconds. Get up
here
right
we go. For $3,000, I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully, and please no help from the audience. One of the most widely publicized incidents of World War II occurred when the Marines raised the American flag on a mountain on Iwo Jima. For $3,000, what is the widely publicized name of the mountain on Iwo Jima, where the flag was raised? All right, give me the card. Well, write something now. Nothing? No, they have nothing now. Well, I'm Edna Albright, and Tom Sawyer's answer is Mount Suribachi, and they win $3,000. Well, that's a lot of money, $3,000. What are you going to do with all that money, George?
Well,
plus the additional money that you won in the quiz.
Most of it is going to surprised and knocked dead from long waiting, long suffering creditors.
Well, I hope they get their money.
They will.
They were very patient, according to you.
They certainly were.
And, how about you, Henny
Benny? The same thing. Ditto. Ditto.
You owe the same people that he owes?
No. Probably a lot worse.